it's a self-help support group for people that suffer from anxiety and depression and other moderate mental health issues. And we just basically, we look out for each other. We're like a little community. And it's just to let people know that they don't have to be alone.
What sort of reaction do you get from people?
I think initially, it's hard for people to come to the group. But I think when they find that they actually come, because a lot of people, they call me first. And I obviously talk about it, and they feel reassured just because I'm a sufferer myself. You know what I mean? So they find it a little bit more settling. And then I normally advise them to come a little bit earlier, because I set up the meeting. And then we can have a coffee or a tea and we just have a chat, and then people are coming into their world then, rather than them having to come in a room full of people. So it's kind of, it eases them into it and that. So yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of good feedback. Been going for just over a year now. A lot of support. We had the likes of Norman Lamb come over, and he helped us massively with getting local surgeons to recognise actually who we are. And now we're getting people referred to from the doctors.
Do you find that mental health, depression, things like that, do tend to get swept under the carpet and ignored?
Yes, it's a silent illness, you know what I mean? Because you're not physically impaired, they can't see something wrong with you. They assume that there is nothing wrong with you, and normally you get, well, pull yourself together, or just, you know what I mean, just cheer yourself up or whatever, but sometimes it doesn't work like that. You know what I mean? It's like a chemical imbalance. And it's normally deep-seated as well, from a long time ago. Yeah, it's kind of, yeah, a lot of people just don't see. I often wear a t-shirt that, you know, that advertises our group and that, and sometimes you get fully looked, sometimes you don't, but I own who I am and what I am, you know what I mean? So it makes me stronger.
Do you find that people come to you and then find that there is strength in numbers?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a couple of members that have been coming quite regular, and to see the improvement in them and from their partners and other people letting us know how things are and saying that, you know, your group's made a big difference, other people noticing, you know what I mean? It kind of, yeah, it reinstores us faith in the fact that the group is something that needed to be done.
The government has said it wants to put extra money into mental health services. Norman Lamb himself wants to see more money into mental health services. Do you find that helps you in your group and people recognise that action does need to be taken?
Yeah, because, I mean, years ago, depression, it was normally related to, you know, birth with mothers and that kind of stuff, but now realistically a lot of people suffer from it and don't even realise it. So the more money that can be put into something like that, I think the better the society would be, you know what I mean? And we would be less stigmatised.
How do you help people? How do you help people that come to your group?
Well, we just sit down. It's a relaxed environment. Because there's only a small group at the minute, it's like informal. We just chat. We talk about the highs and lows of the week. And basically, because we're a self-help support group, what we do is we learn from each other's coping mechanisms, and we share how our week's been, whether we've had to battle against the system. The doctor said, no, you need to jump through these hoops before we can do this for you, which is kind of annoying. And we share our woes and our happiness that we've, you know what I mean? And we sort of learn from each other's coping strategies and we get strength from that. So
if people want to get involved, how do they get involved?
They can either call the number. My number is 0796 454 2602. And we can let you know as much as you need to know about the group. Otherwise, call it the Doctor's Surgeons in Sheringham. They can inform you. I'll be delivering some this year's leaflets around as well. So if you see a leaflet, just pick it up. Or if you check out on Facebook, if you put SAD, S-A-D in capital letters, and then space C, that's the SAD Club group. And if you want to just drop us a message, join the group and take it from there, really.